Welcome back, everybody. It's the What's Cooking Show, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. And on the line right now, we have author Michael Berry, who has penned a book, Fade to Black, Graveside Memories of Hollywood Greats. Hey, Michael, how's it going?
Morning, Eric. I'm doing great.
Excellent, man. Good to hear. And now tell our listeners a little bit about Fade to Black.
Well, Fade to Black is my tribute to the golden age of Hollywood as told through the first 23 years of the Academy Awards ceremony. What I basically take the reader behind the scenes of each award ceremony and uncover the often overlooked history behind the creation of the awards. I talk about the actors, actresses, and directors who won the awards through each year from the beginning of the awards, 1927 to 1950. I talk about their lives, their loves, their triumphs, their defeats, and their deaths, and ultimately their final resting places.
Now, that's amazing. And for you Hollywood fights out there that really just enjoy the Hollywood heyday history, this is the book for you, Graveside Memories of Hollywood Greats. Tell us some of the stars that you cover in the book.
I cover almost 100 characters. There's Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, Spencer Tracy, Jimmy Stewart, James Cagney. The list goes on and on. Walter Brennan, one of the great supporting actors of all time. The list goes on and on and on. Ingrid Bergman.
Wow.
Names that just pop out from over. I knew a lot of the stories, but some of the stories even shocked me as well.
Now, these are legendary actors, and, you know, of course, out here in Southern California, we have a huge, admiration for our heyday Hollywood actors. And, you know, of course, Hollywood Forever Cemetery, located out here in Southern California, is a popular site for a kind of like tourists to stop by and kind of see the gravesites of some of these greats. Did you actually have a chance to go to sites like this to kind of get pictures and kind of follow up with the stories?
Absolutely, yes. I tried to go to all the locations I could that I was possibly able to visit, basically to get the feeling. So Hollywood Forever is definitely one of those fan favorites and very friendly to the average tourist who wants to go and pay their respects to their heroes and their silver screen legends. There's the Forest Lawns, which are not as friendly, but you still can go out there if you know where you're going. Obviously, Los Angeles, the mecca of film. Most of the legendary actors and actresses and directors lived here and are buried here. But there, you know, there's New York as well, and then foreign country as well. But I did definitely try to visit as many as I possibly could. And I would say at least 90% of them I was able to actually go out and pay my respects.
That is really cool. Now, are there stories in the book that really resonate with you, some of your favorite stories?
Yeah, there are some favorite stories. There are some hard stories as well. I love the famous feud between Betty Davis and Joan Crawford. No idea how that started, but the animosity between the two and the cattiness that pervaded throughout their whole lives, even until their deaths, was amazing to me. And sometimes it was humorous, but it was a very strange story, and I loved reading about it. Another hard story was actor Warner Baxter, who won the Oscar in 1950. A terrible story about him and he had a nervous breakdown, and the studios really pushed him even to the end. And there was good stories, and there was bad, just, you know, any person. And I like the humanness of bringing these people that we often put on the silver screen, we think bigger than life. Well, they're just like us. They have their frailties and, you know, and whatnot. So
absolutely. Now, how much time did you spend writing the book?
It was almost a year in the making, but a lifetime of film loving classic films. So I would say over my whole lifetime, I started to accumulate knowledge about films. I actually have watched all the films that during the era I talk about, and was able to see the progression from, you know, the early 1930s to the 1950s, and how film developed and the studio systems and whatnot. But it basically, the book came about from a lifetime of love of the movie.
That's really cool. Michael Berry, author of the book Fade to Black, Graveside Memories of Hollywood Greats, covering the era from 1927 to 1950. And this kind of encompasses the entire life of these stars. And you said yourself that your love of film encompassed your entire life. When did you first realize that you really were into these nostalgic films?
Well, obviously, when I moved, I'm originally from Chicago. When I came out to Los Angeles, that's when it really came into focus, when I was able to visit Grauman's Theater as a, you know, 25 years ago, and actually see the footprints in cement and you know, touring like Universal Studios or Warner Brothers, and actually seeing these kind of brought it all into focus for me, more so than when you're someplace else. Because, you know, Hollywood, here we are. You know, you see the Hollywood sign. It's kind of, like I said, brings everything into focus. And for me, after I wrote my first book, Final Resting Places, Orange County's Dead and Famous, I kind of got the idea after visiting John Wayne, one of the greatest actors of all time. Well, what else could we do? And I you know, sent this idea off to my publisher, and they loved it. And it was a quirky little book, but it was, like I said, my ode to Hollywood.
Now, Dead and Famous, of course, another one of your works that you've worked on, and of course, got a great response. What do you think it is about the deaths and lives of these Hollywood actors that gets readers so engaged? This,
you know,
morbid curiosity.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's the cult of personality, as I see it today. It basically has become a new form of religion. The searching out and visitation of the graves of the famous has become a pastime for a large number of fans. I guess we live in a society where, you know, the inquiring minds want to know. We want to know everything we can about the stars of today. But when you look back to the stars of yesteryear, the studios definitely, you know, controlled their public lives. It was mesmerizing to see how much they controlled the media as well, whereas today you just don't have that. They're on their own, they're free agents, and they were doing just as many crazy things back then, but a lot of it was, you know, swept under the carpet and kept secret, whereas today it's kind of out. So, you know, people today, we still have that same mentality, and we got to know it right now. And I think that's what's in the celebration of just, you know, these famous people, which we tend to idolize.
Absolutely. So, the book is Fade to Black, Graveside Memories of Hollywood Greats, covering the era 1927 to 1950. And it truly is a celebration of the lives of these great, historic, legendary actors that we all recognize by name and the amazing pieces of work that they put out in the world today. Now, Michael, where can we get the book?
We can get it. Well, I have a website, MichaelThomasBerry.com, and that's Berry with an A. I have all the links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders. You can go online. You can order it. You can go into your local bookstore and order it as well. So you can buy it in any of those locations.
Michael Thomas Berry, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about Fade to Black. For you listeners out there, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your favorite bookstore, if they don't have it, have them order it for you. And you can also order it from Michael's website, MichaelThomasBerry, BARRY.com. It's right there at the website. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Eric.
We'll be back right after this on the What's Cooking Show.